Today's shiur is Masech the Brachos Daf Tes. We will begin in Daf Ches Amud Beis, 11 lines from the bottom. The last Gemara we learned in yesterday's shiur, the Gemara passing that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that one could lane, one could say Krishma until Amud Hashacha. Tanya Rav Shim Ben Yochai Omer. Pam Shadam Kair Krishma Shtei Pam Belayla. There are times where somebody says Krishma twice in the night, achas kodim she'al amud ha'shachar, once before amud ha'shachar comes up, v'achas l'achas she'al amud ha'shachar, the second time is after amud ha'shachar, v'yoytze ben yedei chayvosim, and yoytze yechiv of Krishma shel erev and Krishma shel shachris, the Krishma you said before amud ha'shachar will be your Krishma shel erev, your Krishma shel ach amud ha'shachar will be Yikrishma shal yoim. Acha shal yoim, vach shal laila. So the Gemara immediately asks, Hagu fakasha. Amrit, you said, that pom shadam kari krishma shtei pom belaila, it's still light. So obviously, you are of the opinion that alma, lacha shial amud ha'shachar, that even though it's already after the amud ha'shachar, lailahu, it's still night. For hodatani, but then you say, yotz ben yidai chavasa, acha shal yoim, vach shal laila. So why? Because obviously you're of the opinion that you're mamahu. So what is it? Day or night? Says the Gemara, loy. La'olam lailahu. The Gemara is learning now that until the nets, even though it's already after Amud HaShachar, it's really night. V'hadakar le'yoy. Just regarding the halacha of Krishma, there's a different halacha. Deike inchi dekayim b'hai shatah. As we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, the Torah, when it teaches us the halacha of Krishma, doesn't say b'boiku b'erev, by day or by night, yom v'layla, morning, evening. The Torah says b'shach b'cha u'v'kumecha. So till now we've been focused on b'shach b'cha, on the Krishma shal erev. Now the Gemara is also going to begin to discuss, albeit briefly, the Krishma shal boiker. And how does the Torah describe the Krishma shal boiker? Uf kumecha, when you get up. And there irke inchi, there are people, the kaim bai shata, that get up early. So even though this may be a time that should be considered night, as far as Hilchas Krishma is concerned, it does qualify for uf kumecha. Amr of Acha Bachanina, Amr of Yeshua Levi, halacha, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and in fact, that time you could be yotze krishma shel shachris as well. That's the way the Rosh explains the Gemara. The way the Rosh explains the Gemara is that this is a time that sort of carries both. It could be considered laila, and it could be considered yoim. And similarly, Ikedemasna lahadu Rav Acha bar Chanina ha. They learn it regarding this halacha, the Tanya, this price that Rav Shimon ben Yochai taught us. The Tanya Rav Shimon ben Yochai oim Hashem Rav Kiva. Pam shad mekayer Krishma shtei pam b'yoim. Sometimes Krishma said twice by day. Achas kodma netz, v'achas l'acha netz chama, once before the netz and one after the netz. V'yoch b'yidei chay v'asoy. Achas shal yoim, v'achas shal ayla. The Krishma that said before the nets is considered Krishma Shalaila, and the Krishma that said after the nets is considered the Krishma Shalyoim. So again, ask the Gemara, Hagu Vakasha, Amrit, Pam Shadam Kaya Krishma Shtei Pam Biyoim, Alma, Karma Nets, any time before the nets, Yamamhu is already day. But then ask the Gemara, Vahadatani, yet this Brisa teaches us, that you could be yoytz the mitzvah Krishma shal erev during that period as well. So Alma, it's obvious that you consider that period laila. Says the Gemara loy la'olam yamamahu. If that time is considered day, for her to come laila, why is it called laila? Since dik inch the goyni bahi shata, that people, there's still people who sleep at that time. Since there are people that sleep at that time, And obviously, this braisa, as we've discussed previously in our Masechta, there's a fundamental discussion how we understand the word of kumecha, of shapacha. Do we understand the word b'shapacha to mean when people are sleeping? Do we understand b'shapacha mean when they go to sleep? It's obvious that this braisa holds that b'shapacha means when people are sleeping. And there are people that sleep until the nets. And since there are people that sleep until the nets, you could still say Krishma. So the way the Rosh and Rajba learned this Gemara, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Nun Ches, Sif Gimel and Sif Hei explain, Paskin, these two braises are not disagreeing. The two braises are saying that there is this period that can be considered both night and day. Tosfos has a very different approach. Amar of Achim, Rav Chanina, Amar of Shum Alevi. Halacha, the halacha is Kerav Shimon, Shama, Rav Shum, Rav Akiva. The halacha is that way that you could do this time, Krishma Shal Erev and Krishma Shal Shachar. However, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim say, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, if you're going to choose one day to consider this man that you're going to say Krishma Shal Arvis, you can't say during that period also Krishma Shal Shachris. You're going to have to wait because you can't take that period in the same day and consider it both Erev Uboiker, night sleeping time and getting up time. However, qualifies the Gemara, if you're going to say Krishma late, that means as you're going to say Krishma right, but Amura Shachar, Vachloyom Hashkivenu. You shouldn't say Hashkivenu, because Hashkivenu means I'm going to sleep. And that isn't a period, as we explained a moment ago, that anybody would agree that you could say Hashkivenu, that you're going to sleep. So that bracha should be omitted. There are Rishonim that say that the Gemara doesn't mean to completely omit the bracha of Hashkivenu. It means to omit the first words, Hashkivenu Avinu L'Sholem. You can't say that I'm going to sleep now. But the rest of the bracha, where we daven Hashem, Oshmot Seisenu V'yenu, L'chaim L'Sholem, Yatavan Oilom, davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shmira, of course we could daven any time that tefillah. Ki ha'as Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Oma. Hadar v'acha Rav Chanina Amar Yishum Alevi, La B'feri Shitmer. We didn't learn this explicitly. And as the Rishonim point out, many times when the Gemara uses this kind of terminology, what the Gemara means to say is that we shouldn't, maybe that isn't the halacha. The Gemara doesn't ask that here. The Huzugud the Rabbanon, the Shtaka Behlulu, the Braid of Rav Shimon Levi, they got intoxicated at the wedding of Rav Shimon Levi's son, also Kameh Rav Shimon Levi. They came to Rav Shimon Levi. Omer Kedai Rav Shimon Lismach La B'Shas Adchak. In such a situation where they couldn't say Krishma early in the night, they could say Krishma at that point. But there's a very important point, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens this. This halacha, that at this late time in the night, it's right by the net, so it's right by the Alois HaShachar, you could still say Krishma Shal Erev, only could be relied on when you were an oinus, like the Gemara identifies. They went to a wedding and they got intoxicated. Otherwise, you can't rely on this heter. So I saw that the Paiskim, the Rabbi Yoshev explains, he has a fundamental difficulty in understanding this Gemara. He says, if it's night, it's night. And if it's not night, it's not night. What does it make a difference if it was an oinus or not? So Rabbi Yoshev uses a svara that we actually discussed already in our Masechta more than once. He says, when it comes to the fulfillment of mitzvahs, we have to follow the way the Rabbonim established a mitzvah. In other words, what that means to say is that we can't, that the Rabbonim have a right to say that even though maybe you could fulfill the mitzvah that time, we don't allow you to fulfill that mitzvah that time. Of course, as we said, that's only b'sheva taisa. when it doesn't involve doing actively something wrong. So says Rabbi Yoshev, now I can understand. The Rabbanan are the ones that said that even though it's late, you could still say Krishma. But those very same Rabbanim that said it, said that we could only rely on that heter if it was an oinus. But mezid, I don't allow you to rely on that heter. So we learned in the Mishnah, ma'ase shebo abonav, it happened that Gamliel's children came home late, and they had not yet said Krishma, and they asked their father if they could say Krishma. Asked the Gemara, why did they have to ask? Presumably, if they're the children of Rabbi Gamliel, they must have learned from Rabbi Gamliel what his opinion is. Rabbi Gamliel clearly holds that you could say Krishma, certainly be the Eved, until the Amud HaShachar. So ask the Gemara, v'adhashto l'shmilo yehod Rabbi Gamliel, did they not hear till now what was the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel? Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand our Mishnah. Hach kamerlein. This is what they were saying to the father. Rabbanan pligilach. It's clear that the Rabbanan disagree with you. And we know that there's a rule that yachad v'rabim, halachic rabim. When there's a machlokes between a yachad and a rabim, we always follow the opinion of the rabim. So we have to follow the opinion of the rabim. So therefore, even though you indeed hold, you could say Krishma till the Amud HaShachar, we need to follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, who do not allow us to say Krishma until Amud HaShachar. Or, they were asking their father, Dilma Rabbanan kavasach svirlu, maybe the Rabbanan really agree with you. And the only reason why they said that this man is still chatzois is only to keep people away from doing an avera. And if there's no option, you could say Krishma later. Amalu, so he explained to them, yes, the opinion of the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan kvasis virluhu. The Rabbanan really hold like me. And therefore, even though you're following the opinion of the Rabbanan, you still should say Krishma. Because the entire reason the Rabbanan said at chatzos is only kedei laharchak adam and avera. But I saw from here in the Sefer Shar Mitzvah Balocha that from this Gemara we see that a son should always follow his father's mahalach. He should always follow the way his father acts, not when it's against the halacha. And therefore, even though Rabbi Gamliel certainly held without any question that you could say Krishma until Amud HaShachar, that doesn't give his children, his very sons, the right to do that unless that's something that the Rabbanan would allow to be done. You can't just say, well, I'm going to follow my father's opinion, even if the halacha doesn't allow you to follow that opinion. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Lo Yizu Bilvad Amru, not only in this situation, Elo, wherever Chazal said, Til Chatzois, it's Kedel Harchuk Adam and Aveira. Rabbanan, Mikam Ad Chatzois, the Ketanei Lo Yizu Bilvad Amru, how do we understand the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, that it says, not only in this case, but in every case. Rabbi Gamliel says you could say, Krishma Til Amud HaShachar. Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Hacha kama Rabbi Gamliel b'nei. This was Rabbi Gamliel was telling his children. I feel the Rabbanan the kamri at chatzos. Even the Rabbanan that say that the Zma Krishma is still chatzos, really mitzvos is at shi'al amur ha-shachar. V'hai the kamri at chatzos. So why did they say till chatzos? Only k'dei l'harchak adam and avera, they were concerned that people may do the wrong thing. So the Mishnah gave different examples. The Mishnah said, Hector Chalovim. The Mishnah said that burning of Chalovim, really, that you put on the Mizbeach, is till the morning. And the same, the Mishnah said, and actually, as we pointed out when we learned the Mishnah, the Gemara does not teach us that by Hector Chalovim, there's a concept of Kedel Hachak Adam and Avera. For as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, since the Hector Chalovim was done strictly on the Mizbeach, it was done strictly by the Kohanim, there everybody agrees that there is no point in saying Kedel Hachak Adam and Aveira. Where did Chazal say Kedel Hachak Adam and Aveira? As we learned in the Mishnah, in the case of a carbon, where there are many kabbonists that are Nechel L'Yoyim V'Layla, And the Mishnah taught us that even though you really should be allowed to eat the carbon until Amud HaShachar, however, Kedei L'Hachak Odom and Aveira, Chazal said you have to stop by Chatzos. But makes the Gemara point. V'ila Achilas P'sachim Lo'Ketani. Our Mishnah doesn't teach us that that the carbon Pesach has to be eaten by Amud HaShachar. V'rimini, but ask the Gemara. It says in a Braisa, Kriyishma Arvis, Kriyishma that we say at night, V'halol B'leil P'sachim, V'achilas Pesach, Mitzvoson, Acha Amara Shachar. So, till when is Pesach eaten? Till Amara Shachar? Until Chatzos. So we see that it doesn't go, that the mitzvah Achilas Pesach does go till Chatzos. And we don't say, does go till the morning, we don't say Ad Chatzos. And as the Mefarshim point out, and what about Hallel? Why don't we ask a question about Hallel? So Mefarshim say that Tzlach says that the Hallel and the Achilas Pesach travel together. This is a very, very important point. Because as we're going to learn the Gemara, everybody knows the Machloikis, till when could the Korban Pesach, or in our world, till when could the Afikoman be eaten? Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, Ben Azariah, and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lezer says, till Chatzos. And Rabbi Kiva says, until the morning. From here we see, says the Tzlach, that whatever you hold is the Zman for Korban Pesach, or in our world, Afikoyman, is the Zman for Halal. And therefore it's very interesting. There are many people that are Makbid, that they eat the Afikoyman by Chatzos. We're going to see that probably is the Halacha. But they're not Makbid on Halal. But here that Tzlach is showing us that these two halachas travel together. And if you're makbid on eating the afikoyim by chatzos, you should l'chatchila certainly be makbid on halal also by chatzos. I'm Rabbi Yosef, so as we just said, loikasha, we have a machlokes harab elozer ben Azariah, harab Akiva. The Tanya, the pasuk says, v'ochlas abos v'layla zeh, referring to the current Pesach. Rabbi elozer ben Azariah oimer, nema kan layla zeh, v'nema lahalon, regarding the Makas Bechoris, Vavati Bet Mitzrayim Belayla Zeh, Ma'ala Halon, when the Makas Bechoris take place, At Chatzos, Afkan, At Chatzos. That's how Rabbi Lozman Azari says that the Korban Pesach should be eaten by Chatzos. Omalei Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Lozman Azari, V'loi Kfa Nemar, the Torah says, B'chipozon, regarding the eating of the Korban Pesach, Ad Shas Chipozon, Im Kain, so, Shas Chipozon is when they rushed out of Mitzrayim. When did they rush out of Mitzrayim? They rushed out of Mitzrayim in the morning. And therefore, you may eat the Korban Pesach until the morning. What does the Torah mean? According to Rekiva, when it says regarding eating the Korban Pesach, Matam Aloyma Balayla, answers the Gemara, Yochel Nei Nechel Kachim B'yoyim. I would think that could be eaten like all kachim, we just said before, that starts to be eaten by day. So we shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Maybe the halacha is we should already be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Tam aloimer, from here we see Balayla, Balayla hu necha balay b'yoyim. And only can be eaten by night, not by day. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this like Gzeirus Shavah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the learns the Gzeirus Shavah that we just stated, Istrich lemechtav lehazeh. That's why we understand what the Torah says, v'ochlu es ha'basa b'layla zeh. We need it for the Gzeirus Shavah. Eler b'kiva hayazeh my overlay. Why does the Torah have to write the word hazeh? What is the purpose of the word hazeh? Answers the Gemara, lemuti layla echodasa. The person coming to teach us only this night, not another night. Why would I think another night? Says the Gemara. Sakadat chamina, hoyol or Pesach is kachim kalim, Ishlam is kachim kalim. And as we learned recently, say the kachim, we know there are very significant differences between kachim kalim and kachim kachim. Kachim kalim are not subject to me'ila when you're magdish the animal. Kachim kachim are. Kachim kalim don't necessarily have to be eaten by Azara. Kachim kachim may only be eaten by Azara. And shlomim, which is your kachim kalim, is eaten shnei yom v'layla echad. So ma shlomim nechal m'shnei yom v'layla echad. So I would think, if the Korban Pesach is also kachim kalim, the halacha should be a Pesach nechol shtei lailus b'makom shnei yomim. That you should be allowed to eat the korban Pesach for 2 nights. Ve'nechol shnei lailus v'yom echad. There's a big machloikus. What does that mean? Doesn't mean you could eat it 2 days, but by the day you would never be allowed to eat it because you can never eat the korban Pesach by day. Or does it mean that you could eat it for 2 days and the day in between? A machloikus rishonim. That's why Kamash Balon Laila Zed, that's what this pasuk comes to teach us. Belaila Zeh Nechel, it could only be eaten on the first night of Pesach, Vein Nechel Belaila Echel, no other night. Says the Gemara of Belaila Ben Azariah, Miloisus, where does he know this halacha? He says, Miloisus Sirim Menad Baika Nafka, that if it's left over by the next morning, it's already nicer. So obviously, you can't eat it past the first night. And what is Rabbi Kiva? Why can't Rabbi Kiva learn this halacha from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva, imahasam, if I only had that pasuk, have a mean of my biker. What does biker mean? Not the first day of Yontav in the morning. It means biker sheni, the second day of Yontav in the morning. Rabbi Lazar, I'm aloch. So Rabbi Lazar says that wherever the Torah says the word biker, it means biker rishon. It always means the first morning. So there's no reason to believe that it should mean the second morning. Everybody agrees, however, say the Rishonim, that you can't burn it on the first day if it becomes nicer, because you have no right to burn nicer on Yontif. You could only burn nicer on the second day when it's Chol Hamoed and Etz Yisrael. There's a very interesting Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that the Prima Gadim is an Aruch Chaim Siman Nun. Says that we know that every morning we say Ezu Mekoimim. And the question is, why was that Mishnah chosen to be said every morning? Because that's a Mishnah that doesn't have in it any machloikas. But one of the kabbonis that's mentioned there is the Pesach. And as we're learning now, the Pesach is clearly the subject of a machloikas. Machloikas of Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So why was that Mishnah chosen? Because it has no machlokes, we just identified a very big machlokes. So says the Prima Gadim, that even Rabbi Kiva, who we just learned in our Gemara, says that the Korban Pesach may be eaten until the morning, agrees that l'chatchila, the Korban Pesach should be eaten by Chatzos. So everybody really agrees that the Korban Pesach should be eaten by Chatzos, and therefore indeed, there is no machlokes. There's also a very famous Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer says as follows. So now you have a person that sees that he won't eat the afikomen by chatzos. What should he do? So Avni Nezer says, take some matzah and eat it before chatzos. Then for afikomen, and then you can't eat anything because we know ein maftir nachapesach afikomen. Once Chatzos comes, so according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Seder is over. After the Seder, after Chatzos, you could do whatever you want. And in the morning, you could, and then afterwards, you could eat anything you want, and you could eat Afikoyman and fulfill it according to Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, V'hani Tanoi, this machloikas that we just learned between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva is the same machloikas as these Tanoim, the Tanya. The pasuk says, the Brisa teaches us, it says in the pasuk, Shom tizbach es ha-pesach be'erev, kevoy ha-shemesh, moy yitzesch ha-mitzrayim, Rabbi Elazar Omer. So the pasuk speaks about 3 distinct times. Be'erev at-tezoivich, an erev Pesach, yishech dekorm Pesach, kevoy ha-shemesh at-tu-oichel, when night begins you can eat it, or moy yitzesch ha-mitzrayim at-tezoivich, and in the morning if it's left over it becomes nicer. The same, the Korban Pesach is slaughtered Erev Pesach. At night you could eat it. He says you could continue eating it until the morning. Whereas the first Tana says the Releza held you have to burn it by the morning, but eating you have to stop at Chatzos. Omar Rababa, Haklamoidim, everybody agrees. When Klal Yisrael was redeemed from Mitzrayim, they went out in the evening. Shnema ha'otziyach ha'ashem alakechem Mitzrayim laila. Kshiyotzu, That's when they were freed. But they actually left in the morning. Shnema b'machras ha-pesach yotzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad Roma. Aman nechleku. Where do we have a machlaikus? Ashas chipozen. The Torah says chipozen. What does that refer to? Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah sava chipozen the Mitzrayim, because when it came bechatzois and the Bechayrim were dying, the Mitzrayim were pushing us out of Mitzrayim. Rebbe Kiva sava my chipozen chipozen Yisrael. We left in a hurry. When did we leave? We left in the morning. Says Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, Hotziacha Hashem Elokecha Mitzrayim Laila, V'chi B'Laila Yotzu. They didn't leave at night. V'Laila Yotzu El B'Yoyim. They only left in the morning. Shnei M'machas HaPesach Yotzu B'nei Yisrael B'Yad Roma. Ela Melamed Sheschilu Lam Geula. The Geula began Mibe'erev at the evening. So Gemara teaches us, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Davina Ba'oznei Am, Amri Debei Reb Yanai, Eino Losh B'Kosha. No means please. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, B'bakosh Shemcha, I ask of you, Lechem Olam Yisrael, go tell Klal Yisrael, B'bakosh Shemchem, please, Shol Mitzrayim Kli Kesev Kli Zav, ask for the Mitzrayim Kli Kesev Kli Zav, Shlo Yoymar, because I'm concerned, Shlo Yoymar Yisrael Tzadik, Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, V'avodim, V'yino Yisrael Kiyim Behem, the part that they had to have hard labor in Mitzrayim, was fulfilled. However, the other part that was said to Avraham Avinu, and therefore, I want you to please make sure that they get this Ruchosh Gadol. So all the Mepharshim obviously ask, why do you have to ask people to ask for Ruchosh Gadol? So Mashah explains that they thought that this wasn't a tzivui, that they're obligated to take Ruchosh Gadol, they have the right to take it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the message, it isn't something that you could do or not do, it's up to you. It's something that you're obligated to do. Another pshat that I saw that the Mepharshim suggests, the Ein Yaakov, the HaKosev and the Ein Yaakov suggest this pshat, Klal Yisrael were uncomfortable asking the Mitzrim VaYishilim to borrow. They knew that they're not going to get it back. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it this way? The reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it this way was because he wanted to make sure that the Mitzrim would chase after Klal Yisrael. How could he be sure that the Mitzrim would chase after Klal Yisrael if they want to get back their Ruchosh? And therefore he asked them, please do this so I could get back the Ruchosh. So of course, all the Mepharshim ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping his word because he promised Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs that as a reason. You have to keep your word because you have to keep your word. So the Eitz Yosef and the Magid Teluma explain as follows, that they say that Avraham Avinu, they say that the main place where they were getting the Biza was, the Ruchosh was Biza Sayam. As we know, that the Bezus Hayam was so much greater than what they took out of Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to keep my word. Of course I'm going to keep my word. But Avraham Avinu won't realize that when they leave without a Ruchosh. And that's why I ask you to make sure that they leave with a Ruchosh. Amroloi, Levayish Neitze Batzmeinu. So Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, forget the Ruchosh Gadol. Let me just get out of here. Moshe Adam Shayachovish Beis Asurim. The Moshe is somebody who's in a jail. V'ayimer Le'Bnei Adam, and people are telling him, Maitzina Salamachem Beis Asurim. We're going to let you out of prison tomorrow. V'noysen L'chmam and Harbei. And we're going to give you much money. V'ayimer Le'Bnei, and the person in jail tells them, V'akoshim L'chem, do me a favor. Ha'tzi'enu Hayoim. Let me out today, and I'm not asking for anything. I saw a beautiful word in explaining this Gemara from the Blujva Rebbe. He says, you know, when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, they were avodim. They lived a very tough life. And their hasagas, what they expected to be Ruchosh Gadol, wasn't very great. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when they're leaving Mitzrayim, I don't want them to take a Rechush Gadol, which is in their eyes a Rechush Gadol. I want it to be what's a Rechush Gadol in the eyes of Avraham Avinu. And that's what I saw. The Klausenberg Rebbe once said, a beautiful pshat. When Mashiach is going to come, the Malach HaMavos, the Mekatrig, is going to say to Hashem, these are the people that this was the people for whom you brought Mashiach. They're not even acting as Jews. So the Klausenberg Rebbe said, in the Germans, when they rounded up the Jews, they didn't care if somebody was a religious Jew or not a religious Jew. It was a Jew. So that's what the Gemara means. V'avodim v'inu esam, when Klal Yisrael was in Tzoris, kiyam behem, it would happen to all Jews were treated that way. So the same thing, v'achar ken yetzer b'rechush gadol, the leaving the Tzoris should be the same way b'rechush gadol for everybody. All Jews should be zoicha to have to Mashiach. V'yashilam, says the Gemara, Amar of Ami, melamed sheshilam b'akarchem. It happened by Karcha. What does that mean? Against their will. Ikad Amri by Karcha the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim didn't want to give it up, but they were forced to. Vikad Amri by Karcha the Israel. Mandam by Karcha the Mitzrim. The Ksiv, when the Vas Bayis, the Chalik Shalul. They gave out the Shalul that they didn't want to. Mandam by Karcha the Israel, that Klal Yisrael wasn't satisfied. Misha Masui, because it was a big Masui. So, what does it mean? They knew, says the Gra, that there's going to be a big Biza, the Biza Sayyam that we discussed in the middle, in a moment ago. So they said to themselves that, why should we have to schlep this stuff now when we're going to get a huge Biza when we get Triyam? V'yinatzlus Mitzrayim, Omer of Ami, Melamet Shasuk Mitzudishem Beidogim. They transform Mitzrayim into a place that is a trap. When you make a trap, you put in grain. All the grain was removed. Rish Lakish Amar, it was made a suk mitzul shem bedogim, like the depths of the sea where there are no fish. So I saw, what's the nafkamina between these two things? If you say that's mitzul shem bedogim, so as long as the Mitzrayim had money, they were the strong nation in the world. What happened here was they were no longer an economic power. The other was that they took away from them all the rechush. They took away the rechush that's in the depths. There was no ruchnius left in Mitzrayim. And that's why the halacha is that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim because there's nothing to go back for. There is no ruchnius there. So the pasuk says, so the question is, if the Gemara and the Pasuk is saying that Mitzrayim was completely emptied out, we keep on discussing in our shir about the Biza Sayyam. Where was the Biza Sayyam? There was nothing left. So I saw two pshatim. They only took out from Mitzrayim from the regular people, but not from Paroi. What happened here was that the Biza Sayyam was from what Paroi had. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw, that the Bizas Hayam, they only took from the Mitzrim in the cities, Goshen, Ramses, where they lived. But Egypt was a very big country, and they took from those people, they didn't take anything. And the Bizas Hayam came from the property that was owned by the Mitzrim who lived in the other cities. The Pasuk says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what name should I tell as your name? So he says, Eya she'eya. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Lecha mel lam Yisrael, go tell Klal Yisrael. Ani ha'yisrael imachem b'shibet zeh. I have been with you in this galus, v'ni ha'yamchem b'shibet malchus. And I will be with you in further galus. Amalei l'fanos, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Dai l'tzar b'shatu, why talk about any future tzars? Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech lahem, Eya shelchani lechem. So, what's the lesson in this Gemara? So some say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't understand what I meant. I always meant this. Another pshat that I saw is that the lesson of this Gemara, the Yin Yaakov says, is that even when you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and certainly when you're talking to your Rebbe, of course, but Derech Eretz, if you don't understand something, ask. Aneni Hashem Aneni. We have this, the same thing Eliyahu says. Aneni Hashem Aneni. Amar Avua, Lama Amar Eliyahu Aneni Shtei Pamim. Melamed Shama Eliyahu Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shloilem, Aneni Shetei Eish Min Hashemayim V'Tocha Kosh Lemizbeach. He was having a debate with the Nevi'e Habal, showed that the fire that I bring Min Hashemayim consumes everything. Aneni, that after this happens, they should forget about this. They shouldn't start saying that what happened here was just masik shofmein. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'ata hasiloyboses liba machronus, he made them forget everything that happened. Says the Mishnah, Meimus Akar Shema b'shachros. What is the man krishma shel shachar? Says the Gemara, Mishyakar ben tcheilus loven. The Gemara will explain this. Rebeloza ben tcheilus lekarti, blue and leek, which is much more similar color. Until when is this man of Krishma, ad hanetz hachama, until the netz hachama. Rabbi Shua Omer, ad shalosh shos, until 3 hours in the day. For as we've learned early in our shir, bekumecha, as long as people are getting up, and shekein derech malachim, lamed b'shalosh shos, kings get up late. Hakoyim b'an ve'elech, if somebody says Krishma later in this, lo hifsid kadam hakoyim b'tayra. So all the Mepharshim ask, of course, Lo Hifsid, Kadam HaKoyer B'Tayra. Why should I think that there's anything wrong with saying Krishma? It's no different than learning Torah. So some say that the Pshat in this Gemara is that even though normally we know that Allah is Dvarim Shebiksav, something that you're saying for Torah Shebiksav, you can't say without saying it from a Siddur, from a Chumash. But if you're davening, saying Shema, you may. The halach is that even though you're saying Krishma at this late hour, it's considered Shema for that amount. Another pshat that I saw is that you may not get schar for full-fledged Krishma, but you get schar for some sort of Krishma. A third pshat that I saw is that you could only say the Shema, because there's nothing wrong with saying Shema. It's not worse than learning Torah, but it isn't considered like you actually said Shema. It's only like, and therefore you shouldn't say the Birchas Krishma. The Birchas Krishma you can't say at such a late hour. That was another pshat. But then I saw a very interesting pshat from the Novominsk Rebbe Shlita in his Sefer Adas Yaakov. He says that we discussed at the beginning of our Masechta that you could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah with saying Krishma. So says the Novominsk Rebbe that if somebody says Krishma, you should know that when you say Krishma, not only do you get the mitzvah of Krishma, but you also get the mitzvah Ka'odam HaKayri B'Torah. You get mitzvah as if you're learning Torah. You get credit for that as well. Says the Gemara, what is meant between tcheilus lovin, ilayim ben gavava da amra, between a ball of wool that's chiver, that's white, legavava da amra da tcheilta, a ball of white that's blue? Says the Gemara, that's very noticeable. Ha belayla naim made the idea. You could tell that difference even in the evening. Ella ben tcheilus shabal lovin shabal. You have one ball of wool, and there are parts that are not dyed well, and you could discern the difference. Tanya, Ramei Omer, that what is the shear, Mishyakim and Zev L'Kelev, between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Mechamor La'arud, the difference between a domesticated donkey and a wild donkey. V'chaymer Mishyir es chaveiro rochik aba ams, you'll see your friend, as all the Rishonim explain, it's not a friend that you see all the time, it's a friend that you only see infrequently, but you see him from Dal Amos away, v'yakarenu, and you could tell. So Pnei Yeshua says, how do we understand all these opinions. He says that the reason we're supposed to say Krishma later, when you could already discern, because we also say as part of Krishma, Parshas Tzitzis. And in the Parsha of Tzitzis, we say, Re'ei mitzvahs risa maysoi. And the Medrash says, Gemara Masechta Menachos, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Re'ei mitzvahzu, look at the mitzvah Tzitzis, V'zichor mitzvah acheres atluya bo. What is that mitzvah? Krishma. So we see that Krishma and Tzitzis travel together. That's why Tanakhama says Tchelis Lelovin. Or Rav Elazar says Tchelis Lekarti. Whereas the Tanoim of this Braisa say that the Zman of Krishma is connected to Belechtecha B'derech. So Rav Meir says that once it's a time that you could tell between Zev and Kelev, people start traveling. Rabbi Kiva says people don't start traveling until it's a Zman that you could tell by Chamor LaRod. And the last Tana holds that you don't start traveling until you could tell if it's your friend or maybe listen. Amar Rav Huna, Alok HaCherim, that the Zman is this last man. Amar Abaya, the Tefillin, when it comes to put on Tefillin, everybody agrees that you could only put on Tefillin when you could see a Chaveri that's that far away. The Krishma, when it comes to the Zman Krishma, the Zman is Kivasikin. What does that mean? The Vesikin would finish saying Krishma by right before the Netzachama, so that they should be able to daven by the Netz. Tanya Mehochi, the Vesikin Ayugarim Netzachama, they would complete saying Krishma with the Netzachama. Today, Shiyismach Gula Tfila. After we say Krishma, we say the Brechus Krishma, which is the Bracha of Gaul Yisrael. And then you daven. So the Mefarshim discuss how do we figure out the Zman Krishma. This is a very famous machloikus, the machloikus of the Gra and Shulchan Aruch Rav versus the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says we count the day from the Mura Shachar until the Tzeis, and the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Rav say we count the day from the Netz until the Shkia. Amar Rav Zeira, my craw, where do we see that this is the right way to daven? Yeruchem Shemesh, you should make yourself available to Hashem when the sun comes up, but in Netzachama, ufnei yerach dar darim. Says the Gemara, Heid Rabbi Yosef ben Eliyakim, Mishon Kila Kedusha Yerushalayim. Why were they called the Kila Kedusha Yerushalayim? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that they were people who spent their day, a third learning Mishnah, a third learning Gemara, and a third davening, a third Torah, a third tefillah, and a third melacha. And another pshat that I saw is that they used to learn the entire winter and work in the summer to have enough money to live off for an entire year. Whoever is Saimach Gula Tefillah, Eina Nizek Kol Hayom Kulay. He has nothing to worry about the entire day. He's guaranteed that he will be fine the entire day. Why? So I saw that the Sefer Ginza Yisrael explained. Krishma represents Gula. He person takes away from himself this world. He knows, he recognizes by saying Krishma what is and isn't important. When a person comes to that proper recognition, to realize what is and isn't important, that's when tefillah is the time for him to begin davening. Amar Zeira, Eini, V'ana Samchi, I said Gula Tefillah Itzik, and I heart fell me. Amar V'mai Itzik, what was it? The M'tuya Sulamei Malka, that you were forced to bring flowers to the king's house. Hasanami, there's nothing wrong with that. You should pay to see the king. A person should run to see Malchus Yisrael. The loyal across Malchus Yisrael, all kings. Because if a person will see kings, he'll be able to discern when Mashiach comes, he'll see what the Malchus Yisrael are really. When you go to Yisrael, in front of anybody, give a regards to Rabruni. The Adam Godel, who is a great person, with samach b'mitzvah. How do I know he's happy about doing a mitzvah? Because zimnechada, one time, samach gula l'tfila, he was zoicha to be, say, gula right next to the tfila, and he was happy all day that he was zoicha to do a mitzvah. From here we see what made these people happy doing a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, hechi matzi samach. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, when you say Shemin Esrei, you say at the beginning, Hashem B'tchilu Oymer Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. L'b'soif Oymer, at the end of Shemin Esrei, you say Yilu Ratzin Rifi. Amar Rabbi Loza, Tei B'tchilu Shal Arvis. We're talking about Mariv, where we anyway don't say Shemin Esrei right after Gal Yisrael. We say Hashkiveinu in the middle. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eze Ben Oylem Haba, Zema Samech, that you're supposed to do Gula L'tfilu, Zesam Gula Shal Arvis L'tfilu Shal Arvis. We're talking about mincha where you don't have Gal Yisrael. But Ma'ariv and Shachris, you indeed shouldn't say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Vashama, Afila Tfila Kula. By all tfilas, you should say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. However, Vakivin the Kavu Rabbanah B'tfila, once Chazal said that it's part of the Shemona Esrei, it's kigula tefila richta damya. So it's not that there's any interruption between the gula and the tefila, because this is part of the tefila. To the degree that I saw a very interesting psak for a Yitzchak Zilberstein shlita. He says, let's say you come to shul for Ma'ariv, and they already began davening. So the halacha is that if they already begin, they're up to Shemin Esrei, you should join them for Shemin Esrei, and you'll daven the rest after Shemin Esrei, says Rav Zilberstein. So a person ran into shul, he sees they started the davening Shemin Esrei, so he starts Shemin Esrei, he says, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. He turns around, and he sees there's another minion starting. Is it considered as if he's in the middle of Shemin Esrei, too late? Well, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is not part of Shemin Esrei. So he says, based on this Gemara, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach is considered like Yidavni Shemin Esrei. It's too late to do anything else at that point. Rav Ashama, Dilei Tei Mahachi, Arvis Heichim Atzesamach. We learned this Gemara previously. How do we have Smichas Gula Tefillah by Ma'ariv? V'bala Meim Hashkiveinu, between the Bracha of Gal Yisrael and Shemin Esrei. Ella, what's the answer? Kivin, the Tekinu Rabban Hashkiveinu, once Chazal taught us to say Hashkiveinu, Kegula Richta Damni, it's considered part of the Bracha of Gula. Hachinami, Kim the Kavur Rabban B'Tfila, once Chazal taught us to say Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, Ketfila Richta Damni, it's considered part of the Shemona Esrei.